Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fourth week in Advent Saturday. Our scripture reading comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies Him as He is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as He is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God. By this, it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. Our scripture lesson comes from John 1, verse 23. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. If you can now believe that the voice of John is true, fix your eyes in the way he is pointing and recognizing the Lamb of God who is taking your sin upon himself. You are victorious. You are a Christian, a lord over sin, death, hell, and all things. Your conscience must also be joyful and begin to love the tender Lamb of God and to love, praise, and thank our Heavenly Father for such a boundless richness of mercy preached through John and given in Christ. Then, also, we will become most willing to carry out God's will as much as we can and with all our strength. What is more comforting and pleasant to hear than the message that our sins are no longer ours or lying upon us, but upon the Lamb of God? How can sin condemn such an innocent Lamb? It must be conquered and destroyed in Him. And so together with sin, death and hell must also be conquered as the wages of sin. Behold then what God the Father has given us in Christ. Let us pray. Gentle Jesus, Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, fill us with your love so that we readily do the will of our Heavenly Father in the power of your grace. Amen. Merry Christmas from Luther for the Busy Man. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.